After a debate that focused on security and disability issues, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors approved changes to the county's lighting ordinance in a 3-2 vote. At a July 27 special board meeting, changes to the coastal version of the ordinance were approved, and staff was directed to apply the amendments to the inland version, which will go through Planning Commission review. Requested by the state's Coastal Commission, the coastal version changes add a lighting restriction and apply it broadly. The inland version's limit of 2700 Kelvin, a measurement of light temperature or color, is applied to the coastal version with the change. The 2700 Kelvin range is considered as warm lighting on the yellow end of the spectrum as opposed to blue. The first prong of debate was advanced by Supervisor Rex Bone, who said limiting light temperature and applying the limit to parking lots and public areas like streets will affect safety.
I worry because the public has more problems than parking lots with break-ins. And, I mean, we see it at stores in our own area. I don't want to name any of a lot of thefts, purses, things like that, or actually people being accosted at their cars when they come out of this. One of the reasons we have so many fences around parking lots of sensitive areas. And I just, less lighting at those places seems to be counterproductive to keeping our citizens safe. And I don't really know if it's going to affect the wildlife as much as it'll affect the other life that's walking on the ground trying to make it to their transport vehicles and stuff.
Asked for his take on it, Planning Director John Ford highlighted the ordinance's residential and commercial limits on lighting intensity as measured in lumens and a requirement for downward aim. He said, quote, "The Coastal Commission felt that minimizing the color to reduce the brightness of the light would also be an appropriate change." Another issue was raised by Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, who said lower intensity warm lighting is, quote, "generally harder to see for low vision people because dim warm lights lack the brightness and contrast needed with poor sight." During a public comment period, Sylvia Van Royen of Humboldt Waterkeeper vouched for the warmer lighting because it has less impact on migratory birds and recommended applying the broader warm light requirement to the inland version of the ordinance.
Blue light scatters more easily in the near atmosphere and reflects back to Earth, causing sky glow. So I'm sure you've seen the kind of glow around cities at night. That's sky glow. And the big contributor to that is blue lights. So the more yellow lights we have, the less sky glow we have, which in turn impacts migratory birds even less. So that's an important thing to regulate. We're really excited to see the blanket color temperature limit in the coastal zone, especially because we have so many sensitive bird species using our coast in Humboldt, but migratory birds don't recognize the limits of the coastal zone. So I think it would be really great to go back and incorporate this blanket color temperature limit into the inland version of the ordinance where birds and other wildlife will be impacted by blue outdoor lighting.
Approaching the vote, Bone reiterated his security concerns, saying break-ins and alarm triggers at Redwoods Field Ballpark in Cutton, which he founded, have dropped dramatically since he, quote, "upgraded the lighting extremely" there. But Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said the change follows a generally accepted standard.
The National Institute on Crime Prevention through Environmental Design, which is something that developed out of a partnership with law enforcement, so it's very much law enforcement supported, specifically says that uniformity is more important than brightness. To avoid harsh contrasts and deep black shadows, which hide potential intruders and make areas less safe, and to use warm color temperatures, 3000 Kelvin or lower, to improve nighttime color recognition and cut down on glare, so that those are all features of safety that they recommend. So I appreciate that these recommendations are in line with that.
With Bone and Bushnell voting against, a majority of the board voted to approve the coastal version changes. The vote includes directing staff to apply them to the inland version, a move that will be reviewed by the Planning Commission and then by the board for final approval. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.